The one that was lower has expired. It was only good for 30 days. So I'd like to rebid that, and I'd like to have you draw up the bid specs, John.
Okay.
And the bid will be for 200 ton of enhanced salt and 250 ton of regular rock salt.
Is there a specific salt for that use, John?
I'm just going to... The rock salt has to be PennDOT specs if we can... that gives it the opportunity. We can pay it out of liquid fuels if needed. If you enhance salt, we can't. They won't pay for enhanced salt. But since using enhanced salt, we use... No rush for this bid. I'd like to open it on July 20th. I guess we need 2 weeks.
Yeah. So you want to advertise it within 2 weeks of July 20th?
Yeah. Hopefully bid on July 20th.
We want to put it on PennBid like last time. And this time we'll, we want them to by 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but yeah. See if you can do it early in the day, so this way we can get it open. Have them do it. Have them do the evaluation. Thank you.
Once you get that bid typed up, would you make sure Johnny gets a copy of it? Because we normally send it to American Salt. We send them a copy of it.
Okay.
We should send all three of the bidders who sent us a bid.
I think so, yeah.
Directly?
Yeah. I can give
John,
you those.
You have the three bidders?
I have them right here.
Yeah.
The only one I don't have is American Salt. These are the ones I've been on.
Plus American.
I don't have that here with me.
John, can you get the American bid to John?
Now, or should I scan it to him?
Tomorrow would be fine.
Yeah, right. American Salt.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. This time I'd like to bring John back up and let him finish out what he has for us before we move on to zoning.
So I think we're pretty close. You know, so I'll put the bid packages together. We'll advertise them on July 6th for evaluation and potential award on August 3rd, right? That gives them 1 month. And then the biggest time constraint is the paving by October 15th.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'll look at how I package the other ones up. I mean, we can, everything's going to kind of function off of the paving timeline, you know, as far as the other improvements. But
can we just pause a second and just revisit that? If we're bidding all of it, so the interior doorways, are you saying you don't want to require that work be done before Election Day? How many weeks of construction do you think it will take to do the two doorways that you spec'd out?
Oh, probably. It's probably a solid 30 days once they start. You know, so we're going to at least a month.
30 days of work.
Yeah.
So... I mean, that was my concern, is I would hate to have us have this room torn up, the carpet, you know.
And the people coming to vote.
Right. In the carpet, maybe you could hold back if you had to, but I would prefer to have it finished before they all come in and, you know.
Do you want them working on there when it's cold, too?
Well, that's why I would like to have it all done before the 1st of November.
We could have it all done. Let's just put the date of October 15th in, you know, for all the bids.
And then that way, if we do have a problem, at least we have 2 weeks of cushion.
Yeah,
we have cushion time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we don't get anybody who wants to do it, then we can always look at starting it in the spring or rebidding it later if we don't get anybody. But, you know, my hope is that we'll get somebody and they'll be able to start it quickly.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'll package it up and then we'll see if we get any bids. And try to get some word of mouth out too, so everybody knows the bids are there.
Yeah, if we don't, you know, if you get calls for a pre-bid meeting and they're like, hey, what's the deal with this time frame? I really can't work with this time frame. Then we can always revisit that issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think the paving's the biggest issue. If they can't do it by October 15th, then maybe you push it till next year. But it's worth, I think we go for the bid and try to get the timeline. We'll know from a feedback from everybody whether they can do it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only the roof that we're not going for that was in that first priority package.
So it's everything but the roof.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Which we'll hold off on that.
Okay.
But I have the rest of the priority package. I'll put it all together and we'll list it for July 6th. Now, do you want me to come to the meeting on July 6th to present it, or just upload it or email it?
I would just upload it and advertise it.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, John.
Well, we would need to authorize that as a motion,
tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
John, you have all the grant contracts. So
I don't know if I have all three of them.
You have two, and the third one had probably not been issued until after. I'll make a note to...
I'll check, you know, I have everything stored in an inbox for Milford. I'll check. If not, can you forward it to me?
Yeah. The so the bid specs will need to include the prevailing wage, sexual harassment workplace safety, the performance and payment bonds, and the... let's see. The certified payrolls will come along with the prevailing wage. The certificates of insurance that have to name the CFA and Milford Township. All that stuff has to be
with the bid package.
In the specs, yeah. And then Shahana's going to need a copy of the bid specs. She'll need a copy of the bid tabs, and then the contracts. And they have to actually sign that harassment, sexual discrimination part it's an addendum to the grant contract with the exact language, and they have to sign that when they're submitting their bid. And we'll have to, and it has to be attached to the contract. And we have to send all that in. They'll require the specs, the bid tabs, the COIs, the performance and payment bonds, and then, you know, as the project progresses, they'll require all the AIA bills signed by you. They'll require all the certified payrolls before they will issue payments. And then it probably should be somewhere in the specs that this is grant funded, and that, you know, it will take a certain period of time to get
paid.
Yeah. We can provide the grant contract so they have a comfort level, the funds are there.
Yeah.
But the first one particularly, if we have all the other stuff, we can send it to the analyst before there are any bills, and that they can go through a lot of their preliminary review before a bill is even issued.
Mm-hmm.
And that speeds things along a little bit.
Okay.
Do you want to make a motion?
Sure. I'll make a motion that we authorize the advertisement of the bid specs for the Municipal Facilities Improvement Project, phases 1 through 3, sending them out for the 6th of July with a return date of August 3rd by 1 p.m. using PennBid and the local newspaper.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Any discussion? No discussion? Aye.
Yeah. All right, very good. Excited.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
I just said, I'm going to make a motion that John advertise the rebid for the road salt to be advertised on July 6th with an opening day of July 20th.
I'll second
that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Moving on to zoning.
No new permits were issued since the last meeting.
Public participation.
Could I please just ask on the, if I have the wording correct, on the three phases of the municipal facilities improvement project bidding, is there a priority pecking order on those?
The parking lot paving is a priority.
That's what I thought. And the second one would be
front door.
The door and exterior lighting, or no? Is that part of number two?
The reason we're calling them phases one through three is because the analyst who is looking at phase four is what she denoted the one that's still pending that includes the roof and the seal coating would be. So the first grant contract was just for paving. The second grant contract included the paving and the facade, the walkway, the interior doorways, the lighting, and that contract had all of those things shy of the roof, but it did not. We didn't get enough funding from that contract. Then the third contract funded the rest of what was missing. So the facade, the walkway, the lighting, the wheelchair button, the interior, the two interior doorways for the security system. There was $15,000, I think, for a security system, but not the roof.
I understood that. Just the second one, if I could. So the second one is actually also paving, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what else on the second one? I'm sorry, the second phase.
The front walkway.
I got
the wheelchair button for the front door, and two interior doorways for security, for added security. There's electrical that has to be put in for the lighting outside, and also for the wheelchair button.
The
facade,
the second one.
And the building facade.
Isn't the walkway going to be part of phase one with the parking lot?
Now, the parking lot, the initial application was literally only the parking lot. That's all we were applying for that time. And then we only got $100,000.
Right.
And it was only for the parking lot. $100,000 wasn't going to be enough to do the parking lot. So that's right. Why the parking lot carried over to phase two.
Okay.
And it's really just that's grant one, grant two, and grant three now.
Not really. Phasing is probably not the proper term.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't normally call it phasing, but this is what the analyst wanted to distinguish.
It, yeah.
Because okay. For them, it's a problem that we're going to bid. If we've already gone to bid and awarded bids on something and it's not approved yet, then you can't use it for that. So if we awarded a bid for the roof, even if we didn't start the work yet, but then they tried to give us an award, we wouldn't be able to use it. And because they don't let you rescope a statewide LSA, we would literally just not be able to use the award. Now, we could bid and not award. That is not viewed the same way. But you can't do the opposite.
So, I'm sorry. So phase two is paving continued, wheelchair button, facade is phase two also, walkway.
Well, facade is probably phase three.
Yeah.
Facade would be phase three.
I thought, okay. Walkway on phase two, and lighting?
Exterior lighting.
Exterior lighting, okay, that. Phase three would be facade.
Mm-hmm.
And what else again? I'm sorry.
Did you have the two interior doorways on phase two?
Yes.
Yeah, so we probably weren't going to get that far, because the problem was that the cost of the paving escalated so much that really most of phase two was going to be eaten up with the paving as well.
Finish up the paving.
So the, you know, a lot of the, like the interior doorways and things, we just weren't going to get that far with the funding that was available to us. And then we got award number three, and that covered all the rest of that, shy of the roof and the seal coating. And that application is still pending. That's what she's calling phase four.
In phase three, does that include interior security?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I got that. Yep. And but no walkway, that's in two.
That's in two.
Yeah, the walkway's in two, because it's going to be done in tandem with the paving.
It's part of the paving project. It's all tied in.
Basically, if I may ask my last question, so phase three sounds like it's focused mostly on facade and interior security. Those are the key elements.
Yes.
On phase three, correct?
True. Pretty
yes.
much.
Yep.
And the roof is kind of on hold right now.
Yes.
The roof is on hold for the pending application, because it wasn't part of what was applied for in the previous phases.
Okay. Thank you.
And carpeting. Replacing the carpeting was also part of phase three.
Okay.
Okay, move on. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. PennDOT has completed its review and returned Artisan's application for a highway occupancy permit to the applicant for revision and resubmission. I received a summary of county and local municipal tax revenue as of June 3rd, 2026, as well as change of assessment reports from the assessment office. Pike County Light and Power will begin deploying automatic metering infrastructure in July 2026. The company is offering an opt-out option for customers who do not wish to participate.
Yeah,
I also received the Air Quality Program state-only operating permit for the Columbia Gas Transmission Compressor Station from the Department of Environmental Protection. And I received an ACH enrollment form from Penco Services for receiving payments via direct deposits. And that's all.
Thank you.
Oh, I got
Welcome.
It.
Okay.
She was supposed to sign it, not her.
The person from DEP.
Yeah.
You're all set?
Yeah.
Thank
good.
You so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, John. Have a nice
Thanks,
night.
Appreciate it, John.
Have a great night, yeah.
You
yeah.
too.
We'll
Thank
talk.
You.
Yep.
And they're all business. Hydrant fee info, please.
Nothing further to report. I guess they don't want to meet.
I guess they don't want to meet with us. Nothing to discuss. Zoning fees.
I got it straightened out. You know what? What went out to you wasn't the numbers, the pricing down below the line.
It was.
You see what you got now, right?
Yeah, no,
that's not how it was. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I couldn't make heads or tails out of it.
That's why I printed it out and brought it with me.
Okay.
So this is your final version, Bob?
Yeah. And just so you know how it came to that conclusion, I checked with surrounding municipalities. The bigger the municipality, the lower the price, because they have a lot more going on. Municipalities around our size were right in the same ballpark. Some of them look a little lower because they charge per inspection. Milford Borough and Dingman's don't even have a set price. They told me they charge by what you're building, which I don't even know if that's legal.
I don't know how you do that.
So Dingman Township and which township?
Milford Borough.
Milford Borough.
You have to submit plans, and then they decide how much you pay for the zoning permit.
They have a schedule of fees.
The code was...
Oh, they have a schedule of fees, but not for, like, a single-family house. That's not on there. That's why I called them. I called both of them. And it says, look, they both said the same thing. It depends on what you're building.
Mm. I asked Dakota to try to make us a chart, but I didn't ask him for Milford Borough or Matamoros Borough. I asked him Dingman, Shohola, and Westfall.
So they up their fees on their meetings. If you notice, I changed ours to the first meeting is the set fee that we had, and then each additional meeting, whatever's needed will be assessed by the township, and that money will be put into an escrow account. So if we know they're going to need three or four meetings, we can get the money up front and put it in an escrow account.
So So.
And whatever that is not used goes back to the applicant.
This document is different than the one from the last time when you said.
No, this is what I wrote.
This is the same
it just changed everything.
It's just formatted so that it works.
So it works.
Right.
Okay.
No, the other one actually put some of the old fees in, it put double the fees in. I don't know what was going on with that one. So I erased that one and just wrote a new one.
Okay, so this is different than the last thing that Barry or I saw.
Right.
Okay.
No, so take that, and if everybody's in agreement, then I'll do the signature sheet on the end.
You gotta advertise this first off, correct?
Yeah.
Because it's gotta be done by ordinance, right, or resolution?
Resolution.
Resolution.
Yeah.
But I didn't put the signature block in case I gotta make changes. But I think we got it pretty good. Narrowed it down. I did away with a lot of the charges that were on there for both. Because the prior SEO wrote the fees, and the prior zoning officer wrote the fees, so I got rid of a lot of the fees that we don't need. They were only, and I don't know if anybody ever noticed, but a lot of them didn't give any money to the township, the fees. It went straight to either the zoning officer or the sewage officer. Change the hourly wages for zoning and sewage to whatever the current wage is.
That makes sense.
This way you never have to change that.
Yeah.
The hourly wage.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You see how it was supposed to look?
Yeah, because I...
For some reason, when I emailed it to you, I went back and looked at it.
I was getting headache trying to figure out. I was getting headache trying to figure out what line
I
matched what fee.
Does anybody know enough to tell me why it looks like that, but when I send it through the email, it changes it?
I don't know.
It's almost like the margins aren't big enough when it emails. That's my guess.
What software are you using when you're emailing it?
Google.
So you're emailing it out of Gmail?
Yeah.
That's the issue. What you could try doing is, do you have like a Qt PDF or a Microsoft to PDF option for, if you go to print, can you select print to PDF?
Well, I can if I'm downloading. I haven't seen it when I'm sending something out. I'll have to check.
It should be a print option. So if you go to print the document and you create a PDF that way, then send the PDF, or like when I'm doing it to send the minutes, I have to select what style document I'm trying to send. You can select PDF,
right.
But you don't have to. You could select Word. So if this was
it's
done
all in Word.
Word,
it's all in Word.
Yeah, if you select Word, it shouldn't mess up the formatting.
Okay.
But whatever version change, it's the fact that it's going from one version to the other that's probably creating the problem.
Okay.
This is
why I was going nuts last time, because this is what I did the first time, same exact thing. And I don't know why it was pulling from my computer and putting some of the old stuff in. Kyle, I'm like, this is what I wrote, this is what it's printing out.
Yeah, no, this is totally different than what I got yesterday.
This morning?
Yeah, this morning.
When I reset the thing?
Yeah, because the one this morning had the old fees in it.
It did have the old fees?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
That's got to be Google doing it itself, because this is what I'm sending you exactly from my computer.
Well, this is much better in that it's laid out in a way that it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense when you read it.
Thank you.
In fact, I even brought it. No, because after I hung up from you, I was like, wait a minute, these are old fees.
The one thing that I thought we really should make clear is what's included and what's not included.
It is.
Okay.
There's
well,
three inspections or four inspections. Mm-hmm. Anything above that, you're going to be paying the hourly wage for you to go back out.
Engineer review.
I think I had the professional fees in there.
Additional fees will be based on current rates for any professionals required.
Yeah, that's, yeah, we can't charge.
The Dingman Township thing is where Dakota got bogged down as well, because he couldn't find anything, and he was calling, nobody was calling him back.
They have accessory structure fee, they got, and I called them up, I'm like, you got no, like, single-family house fee, multifamily house fee? Oh, that depends on what you're building. What do you mean? Well, it depends on what you're building, how much you get charged. That, I don't even think that's legal, because you're not treating everybody the same. And then Burrow said the same exact thing.
Shohola had, they threw him for a loop, pissed off the top of his head, he didn't understand why they had for regular homes, and then they had for motor vehicles. And I was like, well, that's because of the trailer parks, because they get titled as motor vehicles,
right,
not homes, so.
And they're in the process of redoing it again. I just talked to Jeff Hughes, he's on the planning board, they're already changing some of the fees again.
But I don't think that we have any fee listed that would qualify for that.
When I was a recreational vehicle?
For a trailer park.
Yeah, do you have one?
No.
Not right now, but it's in our saldo.
Yeah.
And you never know, and we can't institute a fee after.
I think I put in there anything that's not on that list is an automatically $100 fee. I think that's in there, right?
I'm pretty sure you did.
I know I at least intended to put that in there, but I think it's in there in zoning at the bottom. Is it there?
Any permit fees not listed, 100.
Yep. That's a fair price for recreational vehicles.
Yeah.
The only thing is, if you get somebody that comes in and wants to do a manufactured home park, then you gotta really consider an ordinance change.
Yeah, but that's gotta go through everything from start to finish.
You should have an annual inspection fee too.
You know what? I did, when I was in Shohola, I took care of Charles Inn. There's no taking care of it.
No.
There is.
That's why you need an annual inspection fee.
It doesn't matter. We had fees. Doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do. You know, you can only stay there 180 days. But they were living there, and they were given the address of the house across the street. And the bus would stop across the street, and 15 kids would get on it.
Interestingly, at Lake Adventure, they use their electronic gate system, and they turn off their access to the community. But it's only like for 2 weeks out of the year.
It's only 2 weeks.
Those 2 weeks.
180 days, 2 weeks off.
They have
180
to have,
days.
They have to have an other primary address, so it can't be within that community, because they have to apply to reside there with that other residential address, and their access literally gets shut off, that their gate, their
they
won't
do,
let
they're
them
supposed
in.
To be doing the same thing at Trails End. But I tell you what, Trails End also has in there that the vehicle has to be able to be moved at any time.
Yeah. So it's like Adventure.
50% of them can't move.
Breezewood is the same thing. Yo, how you gonna move something that has
And I don't
wood believe, decks attached.
I don't believe a park model is actually an RV. I really don't. I mean, the state classifies them as RVs, but
they classify them as RVs.
I know, but you need wide load permits to go wherever you go. But you can move them, so.
How are you going to tow it down the road? Your pickup truck.
You're not. Yeah, I went in there one time. You're gonna laugh at this. I got a call. They said, you got to come down here. We need you now. I'm like, all right, I'll be down there. I get down there. Got to put a second floor on the trailer.
I have the same thing now.
Tear it off. You can't do that. What do you mean?
Yeah. I have someone's building a house around your trailer in Breezewood.
Yeah, I had two of those in Trails End where they took the trailer and built a house around it. unbelievable. But anyway, these fees, I felt were good. I got rid of those upfront fees. Like if somebody comes in to ask you questions, they had consultation fees. We got rid of that. We don't need that.
Yeah. These look pretty good to me.
But the biggest thing I worked on was the meeting fees, because we're losing money on our conditional uses. And
any consideration for a dimensional variance?
Should we be sending the EPG a bill for the... it should go out, right? How do we do that through you?
No.
Can we, given that they didn't officially apply for a curative amendment?
But they called it a curative amendment the whole time.
They did, yeah. But they didn't apply.
They never applied for it.
They didn't trigger the time frame that's required
anyway.
Legally.
Send them a bill.
That's the worst I can do. We're not paying it.
Yeah.
It's in our fee schedule.
I just got done sending all bills from like 2 years ago. For attorney's fees.
And from here on in, we don't accept anybody in here unless they fill out the application.
I found out that the bills were never sent to by the township secretary. They said just send them. They paid them.
I think we should at least send them a bill. What's the worst they can do? Not pay it? What's the worst they could do?
We straightened out the AutoZone billing. So we sent them a bill for their zoning permit. They questioned it. Me and Shauna went through all the checks we got. They paid for that way at the beginning, and Sean never marked it paid.
Yeah. Oh. Did it get cashed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
They're paid up to date. They're even paid for attorney fees, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing that they didn't figure that out.
The boss, I must say.
Oh, yeah. And moving on, July meeting schedule.
I think we're...
There's no need to discuss it.
I was going to say there's some conflict as of now.
No, that was just my concern, so I thought we should discuss it in case folks weren't going to be here.
Alternate sewage enforcement officer's appointment.
Yes, that one we need, but that's an emergency. And John is the SEO for Dreyer. He's an alternate SEO
indeed.
For Dreyer.
You know him?
I got John.
And I like the way he works.
What's your wishes on it, Bob?
I would like to have him as my alternate.
So are you making a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept John Frangos as the alternate SEO for Milford Township.
What would be the wage rate?
I was just going to say.
Same as mine. He gets paid direct. I don't make nothing if he works. So he just takes my place.
Yeah, he's in conflict situation.
So that's...
75% of permitting fees, and what am I hourly? I don't even know. I haven't charged an hourly rate.
Hourly rate.
$15.95.
How much?
$15.95.
Okay.
$15.95.
Okay, at $15.95 an hour and 75% of permitting fees.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Can you send him a letter?
Sure.
I was surprised when they called me. I said, what do you mean he's not certified anymore? He's got 3 credits to get, and he could have been certified. I'm like, are you kidding
me? You'd be surprised how many people forget to do that stuff.
He didn't forget. He just said he didn't have time. I said, well, now you can take your time getting them. He's been my alternate since 2009.
Yeah.
Just a couple cleanup things. Shauna... the anti-fraud training, did you get anything back from PSATs?
No.
And the bond increase, what was the outcome of that?
I sent them the letter, and I sent the email to Amy Bobay. She forwarded it to her colleague, so I'm waiting to hear from her.
Okay. So it's still pending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gary, did you get a chance to look at this? Maintenance of the septic?
I was reading it, yeah.
Because I'll draw a nicer one up.
Okay.
But this was to give you the gist of what I'd like to send out to the people in the township. Especially every time a septic's done, we'll make sure to get one.
Yeah.
And that puts us one step closer on the 537 plan, though.
Good. Other public participation, anything else?
Yeah, I'm sorry. On the last item, this gentleman, where was he? An alternate SEO somewhere else?
Dreher Township.
Dreher?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did say hey, right?
Okay. July meeting schedule, what is it now then?
It's not changing.
Sorry?
So it's the 6th and the 20th.
6th and the 20th.
Our regular meeting schedule.
Regular one, no change then?
No.
No change.
Okay. Zoning fees are basically, Bob, they're the same then?
No.
Or are they a lot different from what they were?
Yes, they're a lot different from what they were.
Any major change, singular that I can mention, or any big change on that?
The fees are more reasonable, you can say.
More reasonable?
Yeah, more reasonable.
Okay. My last question is, on the zoning amendment, ordinance amendment, what's your course of action going to be then? Where are you going? What's your steps from here on that?
Well, once we get it back from county planning, we'll look at it, see if there has been made anything to change it, and advertise it pass.
You'll get comments from county planning, yeah. maybe not, but if you do, you make the changes and then you go to public hearing?
No, it has to come back to county planning.
Depends on whether the changes are substantive. If the changes are substantive, then it has to go back for another review with the new language.
Okay. And then after that, it goes back, if they approve it, everything on their end, it comes back here for a public hearing then? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, it's going to kind of depend on how big the changes, how much the changes may or may not differ from the county's suggestion. So if the county says you should change this word to that word, and we change that word, we could probably advertise. If we change some things that are different than anything the county commented on, then it's going to have to go back to the county and wait for more comments to come back. So it kind of depends on what, a lot of the county comments are open-ended. You might want to think about X. If that means that whatever we decide to do about X, if we decide to do anything, probably has to go back for another review. But if they say, you should change this word to that word, and we change that word, then we know we're not going to have more comments on their comments, if you will.
Right.
I understand that. Might be completed by September, the whole process, or no?
It's going to be completed as quickly as we can get it completed and done well.
I'm sorry?
And done well.
So there's really no thought about exactly an exact time frame. Would that be correct to say, we're going to get this done by September? You're going to get it done when you feel it's done properly.
We're going to get it done as quickly as we can do it properly, which the Planning Commission has put in a tremendous amount of work to get it as far as it's come. And, you know, we had hoped that originally we'd be able to do it within the moratorium time frame, but we're still trying to get it done as quickly as we can.
Got it. How long have you been working on this? Any idea of, not just like how long from then to now, but how many hours? I mean, it's got to be a lot of hours, no?
Well, the Planning Commission, probably 8 or 9 months of meetings.
Yeah, at least 2 hours.
I think even more than that.
At least 2 hours of meeting.
Yep.
Developed the data centers.
Plus the engineer's time, plus the planner's time.
Right. Interesting. A lot of hours.
And just because the Planning Commission members get to discuss it together for the 2 hours, that doesn't count the number of hours it took them to read the six different examples that they got from Cumberland County and Greene Township.
Changes and the engineer's time when we're not there.
And right now it's 23 pages.
You probably got, in reality, close to 200 hours in the thing.
Probably.
Probably.
Wow.
Executive session? Not, I make a motion, we pay the bills and adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.